God knows your heart. Hola, bienvenido. It's me, Luna Moon. For those of you that know me best, I am not a person of any particular domination. I am just a person that is interested in spiritual growth and the soulfulness of that growth. You might find different things that give you strength at different times. One quote that I have always loved, and it does come from the Bible, is that God knows your heart. And I take that to mean that the universe sees your struggle. The universe, everything, all the good, the bad, the ugly, the forces of this world sees your struggle. The universe sees your struggle. And it knows your work while everyone else is looking at your situation. And I say that for me, but I say that to free somebody else today too. I say that to free somebody else today because I know that it's somebody else that's experiencing what I'm experiencing. It might not be the exact same situation, but the overall feeling of judgment. Judgment fucking sucks. Okay? I can speak to judgment in so many ways you wouldn't even believe, but I'll put it to you like this. There is something that psychologically fucks you up as a human being to look at a piece of paper that says the state of, insert name of state, against your motherfucking government name that your mother gave you. There is something that fucks your head up to see the United States of America against, insert name. It fucks your fucking head up. Like, damn, this whole state is against me. This whole fucking country is against me. Like, That's a big fucking concept, I think. And I don't want to go too far into it because what I want to say today I feel is really important. So I want to stay on topic with my message as much as possible. But what I will say is I personally feel, even though I've seen my name in both of those situations, the hardest or the biggest hurt that I've ever fucking experienced is the hurt of family. And for some people, friends. But for me, mostly family that they judge your situation. They don't know your struggle. They don't know your hustle. They don't know anything except your situation. And instead of either just staying completely out of your situation, letting you navigate that, they feel like they have to comment on it. And I've already said shut the fuck up to people. But shut the fuck up is not enough. Because you know what? You can tell someone to shut the fuck up and they might just make more noise. Like, you really can't control what other people do. Honestly, I've learned to verbally assault others to get them the fuck away from me. And I want you away from me because if you don't get away from me saying the shit you're going to say, in the past, it was like, I'm going to hurt you. And then we're both going to have a problem. You're going to be in the hospital and I'm going to be in jail. And neither one of us are going to enjoy that experience. So I've learned, however, through maturity and through time, that saying shut the fuck up, it feels good, it can help, and it might keep someone the fuck away from you. At least they won't directly say shit to you most of the time after you're willing to just be like, shut the fuck up. Just straight like that. However, it is not a cure-all. It's not a cure-all for the fucking emotions that you are going to have as a result of another human being standing behind you, pushing you, and kicking the back of your heels as you're trying to walk down the street. Like, that's literally what it feels like. Like, yo, I know my shoes aren't as fresh as yours right now. I know my kicks need to, you know, need a little freshening. I know my pants, my whatever, it don't look as good as yours. I'm not rocking all the name brands right now. Fuck, it's a miracle I got out of my house with clothes on at all, and I ain't got a shitty booty. And I'm not speaking literally. See, some people are so materialistic that they saw that and they thought of it literally. I don't mean I literally don't have designer clothes. I don't mean I literally have fucked up shoes. I mean my journey in life right now. I'm not in a Ferrari cruising. I am on my own fucking 2 feet barefoot on the road, figuring it out. And that's the last time that you need someone who feels like they're whipping through things to come through and fucking splash the mud and some dirt on you. That's what it feels like. It feels like you're walking in the street in the fucking rain and the fucking cold already. Damn, like you already see me out here suffering. If you're talking about me, that means that whatever I'm going through is big enough that it fell into your fucking lap. It came into your motherfucking space. Somehow, wherever I'm at, struggling, suffering, hurting, and going through it, there you are over there on the other side of the world, in another state, in another planet, wherever the fuck you want to call yourself, being mentally. And my situation reached your fucking desk, your hotline. But instead of fucking answering that motherfucking call or letting that shit go to voicemail, you said, fuck that. This is some juicy news. I'm going to take everything that this person is going through, their man problems, their financial problems, their fucking sexuality problems, their fucking eating problems, their drinking problems, their drug problems, their mental problems, whatever fucking pain spot, because everybody has one. See, I used to be a salesman. When you're a salesman, what you learn is you learn people's pain spots. You're very good at identifying where people's insecurities are. That's why they call it a pain spot. Insecurity. You look for the insecurity of an individual. And this is not how I sell, but this is classic sales. You look for the insecurity of an individual and you propose the ideal that they can resolve that insecurity if only they have this external item that can give them success in that area. See that? That's a big concept. I hope that didn't go over nobody's head. That shit is real. Like, and I don't say that to be fucking like, oh, I'm so smart. No, literally, seriously. Like, the idea that your insecurities are visible to others who have this particular skill set. And as opposed to you having that person help you identify that area so you can grow in it, they identify that area and they exploit it. And that is what it feels like when people fucking do that shit to you. They look at that shit, they see you, they see your pain spot, and they fucking press on it. And they press on that pain spot, and they press on that pain spot, and they wait for a reaction. And then when you give them a reaction, even if it's no reaction at all, that reaction is then utilized to further perpetrate their bullshit. And you know what? You can't stop somebody from doing that. You really can't. Trust me. I know I can't. And there is not a plane that I can get on that'll take me far enough away to where one of these stupid motherfucking people with nothing better to fucking do won't stop fucking talking the fuck about me. It will never be. So what do I do? That's the question. Like, look, I could propose it to you, but here's how I feel about it. I feel like this, guys. I feel like, yes. Tell people to shut the fuck up always. Never stop fucking advocating for yourself. That's number one. Never stop advocating for yourself. No matter how fucking bad something that someone says hurts, do not allow that shit to take you off of your path of growth. If that's where you're on, because we all are, whether we realize it or not, every single day you are growing. You are. You might be growing further into a stuck place where you're fixated like a vine growing on a house of hopelessness. That's possible. But either way, you're growing. Whether you're growing in compassion, whether you're growing in pride, whether you're growing in ego, whether you're growing in heart, whether you're growing in soul, we are all growing, always. So learn to advocate for yourself in whatever place you're at in your growth. Advocate. Always be able to advocate for yourself. And when I say advocate, that's the shut the fuck up part. If you need to tell somebody shut the fuck up so you can get better, tell them that. If you need to step away from something so that you can take a minute, do that. If you need to fucking move the fuck away from people because they're too toxic, move. Yeah, you might still have to deal with yourself whenever you get wherever you're at. But at least put yourself in a space and a place where you're like, I feel safe to do what I need to do. And I would say that's the biggest thing. Advocate for yourself. And then secondly, learn how to release other people's negativity. It don't belong to you. I didn't wake up feeling like shit about myself. I didn't go to sleep feeling like shit about myself. Why in the fuck should I feel like shit about myself? Because you said I should. And if I do feel like shit about myself, then I definitely don't need you to try and make me feel more shitty. Because no one can shit on me more than I can shit on myself. And no one needs to. So if people feel like they need to, I want to encourage you to understand this. Majority of mean-spirited, mean-minded, mother-fucked-up people who want to fucking come into your space and judge your situation and make you feel like dog shit, those are the kind of fucking people that have something going on in their own lives. I've said this before. They have something going on, and you know what? It's not your job to diagnose them, just like it ain't their job to diagnose you. So instead of fucking getting on their fucking train, because that's what happens. And I'm going to tell you right away real fast. The motherfuckers thought I was on their train when I told them to shut the fuck up. That's why they spread my shit around and it had more views than any other episode I've ever recorded on this podcast. But I will say this. It's not about getting on the negativity train. It's not about getting people the negative show that they want to see. It's not about letting people see you revert back to what you had to do in the past to protect yourself from people who tried to tear you down. It's not about giving them what they want. That's not what it's about. What it's about is learning how to stand up for yourself without falling into other people's traps. It's a fucking trap when someone comes into your life and they try to force you into a place where you don't belong. It's a fucking trap when someone comes into your life and they try and convince you that you're in a space that you know you're not at. It's a fucking trap when a person comes into your life and they try to destroy you with their own insecurities and with their own trauma and with their own drama. And so that's my message today. My message today is let it go. Let it go however you need to let it go. Let it go. If you feel somebody else's negativity on your life, let it go. Speak to that situation. Let that situation know. You don't even have to talk to the person directly. You say, universe or God or Buddha or whoever the hell you pray to. I see this individual in my life and they're working for the dark side. They're working on the opposite side of my success and my progress. I'm not going to allow this to impact my journey. Kill that shit at the root. Do not allow that shit to take you backwards and to put you back in a place where you're fucking fighting over what somebody else fucking said about you. Fuck what people say about you. You can never stop the fucking wind from blowing. You can never fucking stop a negative motherfucking train from rolling. But you know what you can do? You can fucking go the opposite direction. And so what I want to do, instead of sending hate today, I want to send love. I want to send love to every person that's in my life that feels like it's okay to fucking down my struggle. I want to send love to every single person right now that's not in my life, that feels like it's okay to hear about my information secondhand and go off and tell others and make a spectacle of me. I want to let everyone know that I have nothing but love left. So if you come to me with some hate, you're going to fucking be disappointed. You're going to be disappointed because you're not going to get the show that you want. This is the show that you're going to get. You're going to get a show where I say, you know what? And this is honestly and truthful. Dear, insert your name here. I know you're listening. I'm sorry that whatever's going on in your life right now is too big for you to handle. I'm sorry that whatever's happening to you on your side of the planet is causing you to be a person that feels like you're going to grow from trying to tear me down. I'm sorry that you are so upset and so angry about the fact that I choose not to entertain your negativity that you feel the need to go to someone that you know will deliver your message. Well, here's your message. Return to sender.